religious exemptions, why there should be such. Folks, we've been doing for you now for a decade. Would like to ask you to donate. If you like this, if this is helpful to you, go to the website at greatshalom.org and punch that donate button. Give us something. And if you are a regular follower, join the Lioness tribe or pride. We need you and you need us. Let's keep our kids safe. Yeah.
Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run. Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sharon Sarles. This is The Great Shalom. I've been working all fall, really, on an episode about religious exemptions from the you-know-what. And I've just decided I can't put it out. I can't keep working on it because I do not have the wherewithal to withstand the attacks. I've already had my sight disabled. And we just have a lot of attacks going on all at once. So I'm not going to fully say everything I know, but I'm going to give you a much shortened, more sanitized versions. I think there needs to be religious exemptions. There have always been religious exemptions. In fact, I understand this week, maybe it was last week, a judge named O'Connor ruled in favor of the Navy SEALs that there is no exemption for the First Amendment. Let me be very clear here. You can't say, oh, we believe in the First Amendment, except for this particular quote-unquote health emergency, even if it was health or emergency. There is no exemption from the First Amendment. The First Amendment must stand. The Constitution is what governs the rest of the laws. That's what a constitution is. And therefore, all government agencies must comply with this order that there cannot be any mandates that don't include religious exemptions. It's illegal. It's always been unconstitutional. It's now been ruled by, I don't know if he was a Navy judge or a federal court judge, probably a federal court judge. But this is not the first time the federal courts have ruled that the current administration's mandates were inappropriate. Now, a corporation may make a mandate because they don't have to follow the First Amendment. You know, you don't necessarily have free speech rights where you work, but it's certainly un-American to do so. It's absolutely un-American to force on population, particularly such draconian measures that we have with abundant scientific and moral, ethical, religious questions. So my question is, would you want to work for a company that was that un-American? I would not. Would you want to work for a company that doesn't care about your health? I would not. I would not want to work for them anyway. So I feel certain that these will be struck down and very quickly so. And I think that what we're seeing is the intimidation of a bully to try to get these done very quickly. And in fact, I am surprised at the high number, a high percentage of the population that has complied. We understand that in Israel, many people have complied. It's been said over and over again that Israel is the most country in the world at this time. However, there have been contrary reports that a full third of the Israeli population refused to be at all, and that so many people are refusing to become boosted that 55% of the population is not fully in Israel. So do not let the fake news intimidate you or bully you. Do what you think is right for your health and your religion. I also want to point out to you that Chris Ann Hall, who is an attorney, teaches Constitution at River Bible Institute in Tampa. Chris Ann Hall says that never before has the content of the religious exemption claim been challenged. That because you have a firmly held belief doesn't mean that anybody else, judge or anybody else, can argue that that's not a reasonable, it's not a good firmly held belief. It's your religion. And since we don't establish a religion, we don't choose between religions in the United States, but we do have a Christian foundation. But nevertheless, because of the First Amendment, you can make that determination yourself. So there is no way around a religious exemption if you have the firmly held belief. Now, why might there be any number of firmly held beliefs? Clearly within Christianity, the body is the temple of the Lord. Clearly within the Judeo-Christian tradition and any theistic tradition, creation, God made creation, and if you are messing with creation, perhaps that's not appropriate. And this is not an immunization that we're talking about, but gene therapy, and it has non-human genes in it. So there is considerable reason, just on the basis of theism, that God is the creator, to object. Then there's numerous doctrines about the Nephilim in Genesis 6. It says that the sons of God intermarried with the daughters of men and created the Nephilim, or the giants, or the titans of the earth. Well, there are a variety of readings of that, but in any case, this was not considered appropriate. So messing with the human genome is not considered appropriate in the Judeo-Christian tradition. Of course, there's been discussion about fetal cells, human fetal cells, being in the vax, and it's been objected to on that grounds, but that is not the only grounds. That is a grounds that you may, if you've been a anti-abortionist activist, that you may. In fact, there is so much about life being in the blood that changing the structure of the blood, and if you're changing the structure of DNA, you're changing the structure of the blood. So again, on Christian, Judeo-Christian grounds, this may not be acceptable. And I don't see that common sense or science contravenes the Judeo-Christian tradition at all. Since Genesis 1, the Judeo-Christian tradition has been the home and the ground from which science sprang. I say this because it says in Genesis 1, the lamps in the sky, whereas all the surrounding cultures had the various celestial bodies being gods and goddesses who control fate. So they were using astrology rather than astronomy. But the writers, or the writer of Genesis 1, clearly did not see it that way. So it was Judaism that was the ground of science, and Christianity as well. And although you've been taught different, because the whole thing with Galileo has been spun and spun and spun, if you read Victory of Reason by Rodney Stark, sociologist, you will see that it's the Christian tradition that was very much the ground of science and technology and capitalism. You see this even in the Catholic traditions, in as the rational and technological management of the monasteries, and then Amsterdam, and then off to England and Germany and so forth. So the whole history of Europe suggests this. And so bringing up science and statistics and common sense would, in my mind, be acceptable in the religious arguments. And clearly Judaism very much is interested in human legacy and lineage, and Christianity likewise is very pro-family. In fact, every religion is pro-natalist, every religion except maybe the very most modern ones. Every religion, and certainly Judeo-Christianity, tasks parents with teaching, training, and protection of their children. I think this is relevant here. Of course, we mentioned the body as a temple, and evangelical Christianity has very much ensconced individual choice. Salvation itself is an individual choice, and how can you give that up? The basic philosophical principle of autonomy, individual choice. And individual guilt was ensconced in Judaism as well. Even in Judaism, which was very community-oriented, anyone could leave. Individual choice. Health and happiness were considered goods. Always have been. I think I may have to stop there, but it's your held beliefs. And certainly, we have many biblical questions. Gave you some in the from the history books. Think you'll enjoy the story of Rabshakeh from the history of Israel, so you can go and see a recent episode for that. Rabshakeh was a Syrian general and a liar. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm sure there are prophets and New Testament. So, of course, your body is a temple, is in 1 Corinthians. So read the Bible yourself, pick out a verse, and use it. And there is no precedent in the United States for this being denied in any court. Of course, we do not expect our courts to completely reject the rule of law and to become lawless. So let's pray that judgment once again be found on justice, which is a Bible verse in itself. I would like to pass along to you as a final fact that I heard the wee hours of the morning yesterday on Frank Speech, an actuary on the Stu Peters Show, an actuary, meaning a mathematician who works for an insurance company, say that the death rate in 2021 was 40% more. The death rate in 2021 was 40% more for those who had health insurance. So we're talking about Americans 18 to 64 who are employed. So this is a healthier group of people by and large than the average American. And the death rate was up by 40%. That does not mean that 40% of Americans died. This means that if you had, say you had 1,000 people in this population, and normally every year you would expect 100 of them to die, probably not that many because, but anyway, just to make the math simple. But this year, unusually, you had 140 to die. So the death rate was up 40% in employed people. This is greater, he said, than a Six Sigma event. So if you had, say, some natural catastrophe, you know, some kind of tsunami or whatever, then you would expect maybe 12%, maybe you would expect 112, but you had 140. So this is certainly not due to COVID, because the COVID death rate for the overall population, even including inflated numbers and the flu and misidentified deaths with COVID, was less than 1/1,000th. So this has nothing to do with COVID. And of course, these are classified a number of things, heart attacks, strokes, etc. So I'm going to leave it to your own deduction why we've had this higher death rate. And of course, if we had a higher death rate in the group that has health insurance, what is the death rate among those who do not? I don't know. I don't have statistics on that. But I will say this, protect your kids. Protect your kids. Also, I heard on Frank's speech, somebody named RFK Jr. is apparently a lawyer who sues drug companies, who said it's very important for a drug company to get their drugs okayed for children because that means they have less liability. So under emergency use authorization, they don't have liability, but if they're not under emergency use, then they would, unless they're, if it's okay for kids. So no matter how high the death rate for kids is, they're going to try to get that. So not my opinion. I don't have credentials to make such an opinion. I am quoting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, so that's the situation. And we do know, at least from anecdotes, that we have a lot higher problems with hormones, miscarriages, and so forth. I think the actuary actually did say we have a spike in miscarriages. Protect your kids. In the Judeo-Christian tradition and culture, the adults sacrifice for the children, and not the other way around. I pray for you. I pray health upon you. I pray wisdom upon you. I pray discernment upon you. I pray that you find your way to God and to light in this dark hour. I find your way to health and safety for your children in these perilous times. Because I know that God wants total well-being for all children. I know God wants a good plan for everyone. He is a loving Father. He has open arms. He has arms of forgiveness. He has arms of healing, because Jesus is the same today as he was when he walked the earth. Lord, help us. Lord, protect us. Protect the moms. Protect the dads. Protect the kids. Protect the grandparents. Help us, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Folks, you can participate. Come to the website. Make your comments. Also, please share. Notice I have quite a few more share buttons. We do not have to patronize those companies that have not served us well. And notice that we now have membership levels. So please check that out. Please run with us. Please be a lioness mother with us. And in any case, be part of the community. You know, I get a lot of nonsense comments from other countries who are trying to sell Viagra or some stupid thing. So surely you could comment, say something on point, and also share this with your homeschooling groups, your mom friends, your educator colleagues. We're here to encourage you, to equip you, and thank you for your encouragement and your equipping. Amen. God bless you.